If I get your test done today, I can win about 10 minutes of it, so I'll have to get it back to you tomorrow. Somebody asked me about the curve. Is it a flat curve or not? Definitely doesn't look like a flat curve. At least not a flat top. So I don't know what it's aged yet. I'd be surprised if it does. I'm going to have to give it a flat. Okay. Today we want to look at lesson 24, exercises, and I think we've just begun. Doug has done that first one, I think, so we'll put Jim on number 2, on part A, bottom of page 110.
What is that?
Lesson 24.
Right.
So we did that first one. They slew our king and buried him in the outside of the city, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So number 2.
Okay. We need to start first. Bagat Elohim et Ha'am Vayishlach et Nevi'o Aleihem.
Right. There's a little bit of everything in that one.
Yeah. God smote the people. And he sent his prophet to them.
Right, exactly. God smote the people and he sent his prophet to them, or afflicted the people, or whatever they gave for that. Is that in this book yet?
Yeah.
Right. So take your pick. Okay.
Makes you wonder if it was out of mercy or if they were going to get the second dose.
Yeah. Well, it sure made him willing to listen to the prophet. Okay, number 3. Tony?
At Rekusho.
Got him remembering that.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, they captured his movable property and burned his house. Number four. Kind of a violent exercise here.
You seem to have a bent that way.
Yeah. There's a lot of vocab from there. That's what there's a lot of that. Yeah. Okay, Daniel, number four.
Yikre'u elau shalakechu oso umacheru oso bidei oyevim oyevav.
Okay, good. We'll get a little different twist here.
They will call unto him and take him and sell him into the hands of his enemies.
Yes, they will call unto him and take him and sell him into the hands of his enemies. Okay, in this case, you start out with a perfect. I mean, you start out with an imperfect, so we start an imperfect series, and then we're continuing with perfect forms, but it's getting imperfect meaning. So all your others so far, you started out with a perfect and then went to imperfect forms. Here you're starting with the imperfect and carrying that sense all the way through. So they will call unto him and take him, or and will take him, even though the form is perfect, and sell him into the hands of his enemies. The form for Makar there is perfect also. But you started the series. Okay, good. Questions, anyone, on that? That's the main thing to take note of here, is the fact that watch your series relationship. Number five, Bill?
Ma'u, Elbe, Aisha, Ma'ish, Ma'u, Sham, Ho, Halayla.
Right.
They came towards the house of the woman and they laid down there all the night.
Right. They came to the house of the woman and they laid down there all the night. Okay. Probably taken from spies going into Canaan and Rahab. Okay, any questions? Again, we start with a perfect series and then we go to imperfects. Number six, Eric.
Shamanu El Kolekha.
Okay, good.
We listened to your voice, and we trusted in your words.
Right, we listened to your voice and we trusted in your words. Good. Okay, questions, anyone? All right. Same thing there, starting with perfect and continuing with imperfect. And it's interesting here, you see this prefix nun for your first person plural in the imperfect. Wa nivtach. Okay, you'll see those real frequently. And one thing you have to keep your eyes open for, too, on something like this is that a nun like that, yod and things that prefix yod are pretty easy to see. But sometimes you can be read, if your mind isn't programmed to look for the nun, you may try to find, you know, if you're looking at this verb, you may try to find it under nib, you know, nun, babe, tau, or something like that, or a taste to try to find your verb root, and you'll never find it there. So you have to watch for that prefix nun sometimes in some combination, especially with a three hey or something, where the final hey you might think was part of the suffix. You know, you can get some funny things. And wait till we get to the weaknesses in imperfect verbs. Start getting hollow verbs and things like that, then it gets real funny. But you may only see three radicals there, and one of them will be a prefix and one part of the root, as nun or something. Interesting time. Okay, which means that you're never going to be totally free of using the analytical. Right? But you'll be a lot freer than you are now. Okay, number seven, Chris.
Kamu Wanyir Karu Wakim Melek.
Right.
They arose and they chose to keep.
Yes, they arose and they chose to them king, or chose the king for themselves, whatever, something which we might get. Good. Number eight, John.
Matsorim, Sorakishnari.
Yeah. Matsorai.
Matsorai. Matsorai.
Right.
Nirkav al Amore Nu. Bamidbar.
Okay.
In the noon, afternoon hour, we will ride upon our toward the desert.
Toward the desert. And it's plural, our donkeys. That stereo there is plural. Okay, yeah, at noon we will ride upon our donkeys or hiyas towards the wilderness. Wilderness word. Okay? Great. They have a big showdown on the
donkeys.
Everybody's going to want one donkey. Yeah. Right. One strong donkey. Okay, number nine, now, Peter.
Tikru, the Kol Gedol, Wurzav Boten, Es Ha'ir, Ha'amayim.
Okay.
You will call, and is there another one that could be?
Yes, you will call, or not be, no, you will, let me see, no, I don't think that was the problem, no, it's only when you're not,
you will call in a loud voice, and is this the verb, sab?
Yeah, sabab, right, to turn around.
Okay, and you will go around, surround the city twice.
Mm-hmm, right. He will call on the great Varla voice and will surround the city twice. Okay, good. Any questions? Okay, remember that Sabah gets the dagesh, the doubling in the date there in most of these forms. It is a perfect form with the wow in the front. Number 10, going back to Doug. We didn't miss anybody. Okay.
Hello. Shanata Bayat Neata.
Okay, Be'oz Neka.
Okay,
Be'oz Neka. All right.
F. Divrei Nevi'i.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you not hear?
Got the preposition based on
in your ears.
Yes, in your ears, sorry. Yeah, did you not hear in your ears or hear with your ears?
The words of the prophet.
Mm-hmm. The words of my prophet. Okay. Did you not hear with your ears the words of my prophet? Okay, question? Number 10, number 11, Jim.
Torah.
No, that's just Tova.
Tova.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Tova. Arit Seinu. Wetovim. Kerameinu.
Okay.
Our land is good.
Right.
And our caramel are good too.
Yeah, our caramel. Vineyards.
Our vineyards.
Okay. Yeah. Our land is good and our vineyards are good. Okay. Number 12, just a little transliteration. Okay, Tony. Number 12.
Nishmor.
Right.
We will break his image.
Yeah, we will break his image, or we will smash his image. Right. Okay. Another violent image here, but
kind
of
like that one.
Yeah, that was justifiably violent. Okay, number 13. Daniel. Justifiable homicide.
Hachanu et chastecha asher aspita.
Okay. All right.
We remember your kindness. The literary says, which you did with us.
Yes, exactly. Now, we remembered your kindness, which you did with us. And their idea of did with us, you know, is kind of, you could almost loosely translate to us, yeah. You know, the kindness you did is reference to us, is kind of the idea. So there was kindness you did for us or to us, you know. But literally, we remembered your kindness, which you did with us. Okay, number 14, Bill.
Ha'ela. Yala Dahil.
Okay.
These are your children.
Okay, but it's a question, though, with the Ha'ela in front. It's a little hard to recognize because it's the front of the guttural.
Are these your children?
Right. Are these your children? And it's talking to the feminine member. Right. Okay. Part B, give the Hebrew for the following orally, his book and his books. We'll just take one at a time here. First, his book, Eric? Sifro? Okay, yes, Sifro. Sifro. This is just basically an exercise in these Segalit type nouns. And Price, his books, plural. Sifarau, yeah, Sifarau. Shua, Papa, Shua, Kamas, Yod, wow, right, Sifarau. Okay, number two, let's see. Oh, yes, okay. There's another part down here where he repeats proceeding with her or for his. Okay, well, we'll do that later. All right, number two then, his money and
Kaspo.
Kaspo, right. Kaspo. Right, and you probably could put Kaspo because it's beginning of the syllable. And
hard sometimes to know whether they.
Yeah, that one's a real tough one. That's the hardest one because sometimes it's a lot more predictable when you had a non vowel before and you got a vowel, then it'll soften, but it's not always the other way around. So don't know what they didn't put it in there, just Malke.
Different for Zilarki, for example, Malkehen.
That's something that we haven't had any rule for, and it's I think we can just adopt a convention to not do it, and let's just realize that if you see it in the text with a dagesh there, and there may be poetic reasons for doing that sometimes. Okay, then his gold. Who's up next? Peter?
Zahavo.
Yeah, Zahavo. Zahavo. Shua. Thomas. Zahavo. Okay. Number three, first part, his ear.
No.
Right. Well, it'll be Osno because it's a common food. Yeah. But it's Osno. No message on it. Right. And then his foot, Jim?
Roglo.
Right. Roglo. Roglo. Papak on the race. Number four, part A, his way, Tony? You change the pop box, so it's Darko. Darko. Okay, number, and that's just the change to pop box, according to the chart you have on page
109.
Yeah, let this be. They told you down here that Derek was one of the ones on Friday. There was all the ones except Volker and Zedek that we've had so far would be part of the A category. Okay. Then number four, second part, his ways, Daniel.
son, Derakav?
Yes, Derakav. Derakav, right. Yeah. Shalad, Kavas, Kavas. Kavas, your. Well, the ending. Number five, his enemy, singular or not?
Oyevol.
Yeah, Oyevol. Okay, and his judges, plural, Gary. Yeah, Shofatau, yeah. Plural, maybe. Shofatau, Shofatim. Okay, it's good with you, everything. Now we'll go back and do everything with her, instead of his. So, her book, right? Just be Sifra. Mm-hmm. Again, here it comes type. Okay, and you get the close syllable, well, then you can have Sifra. John, her book. Mm-hmm.
Sifreha.
Okay, Sifareha. Sifareha. Yeah, it's the goal of yours. Right? Sifareha. Well, there is a comma in the second syllable, so it's Sifar Shua, yeah, Shua in the first syllable, and comma in the second, and then Sigol Yod a comma. Okay, her money, here. Right, yeah. Kaspa, yeah. Let's see. What do we go with that? Yeah, just be Kaspa, because it's a short syllable first. Okay, Kaspa. And other than her goal. Right, Zihava, Shawa, Kamas, Kamas. Okay. Zihati.
Number.
That one's not a cycle. No, they just threw that in for good measure. Yeah. So you just forget the other one. Okay. So they're not all cyclists. Most of them are. They threw in a few just for fun. Okay, number three, his ear, or her ear. Jim? Okay, yeah, Ozna, yeah, it's a count of tattoos again, so get short total. Ozna. Okay, and her foot, Jim, I mean, sorry?
Ragala.
Okay, Ragla, she wants like a total. And Tata comes first, yeah, Ragla. Okay, Daniel number four, part one, it'll be her way then.
Darcha,
right, Darcha. And her ways, plural, Phil?
Diracheha.
Right, Diracheha. Right. That's really it. It's not a tongue twister, but it's a lung twister. Diracheha. Okay. Then her enemy, Eric?
Oyeva,
right. And her judges, Brett? Right. Now you gotta convert it to plural. Shofateha. Right, Shofatim, and then you put the suffix, like you can eat off the suffix. Okay.
And then it's
Sigol Yod Heh Kamas. Right. Sigol Yod Heh Kamas. Good question. Very good. Right. Good question. Right. Good question. Right. Yeah. This is her judges plural. So. Okay, part C, number one, translation. Go ahead, John.
Nagat Yawa es Melek. Mitzrayim ki asa es hara baine. Yahweh afflicted or struck the king of Egypt because he did evil in his eyes.
Right. Yahweh afflicted or smote or whatever the king of Egypt because he did evil. He did evil. Well, if you could even say, you could say the evil thing almost too. That, yeah, because he did evil in his eyes would be fine. But it's, you know, es hara is almost pointing to the thing. He did the evil, you know. And so having the article on it with that, so for this, draw more attention to it. So I was trying to did the evil thing.
He finally stepped over the line.
Yeah, he stepped over the line. Okay, and the big hammer came out. You know? All right, number two. have to be careful with that. Number two, Peter.
Baharis. Shema. Isha. Lahem. Lechem. U. Mayim. Lifan. Now. Al. Hashilhan. Wilo. Hakal. Wilo. Shata.
Okay.
In the evening, the woman placed bread and water before him on the table, and he did not eat nor drink.
Okay, sure. Yes, in the evening, the woman put or placed or set or whatever bread and water before him upon the table. And you could say either and he did not eat and he did not drink, or but he did not eat and he did not drink, something like that, just because of the contrast. It might have been funny. So and or but, there would be funny.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that Shama was the bigger.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she put... Oh, I see. Instead of the verb, yeah, okay, I see what happened. Yeah, he put Sama thither. That was Shama, though. This is Sama.
Yeah.
You got to watch the every little dot.
Close.
Pretty close. If you didn't have all points, you'd have to go by context. But of course, your context wouldn't be too hard because you got to have a verb here someplace.
Yeah,
it's not cute. One down here, sure.
Right, exactly. Number three, Doug.
Bahu Habaita Wadisha.
Yeah, there's another inverted one.
Wadisha.
Right, Wadisha Kabu.
Sham Yad Haboka.
Yeah, just Ad instead of Yad. Ad Haboka. Okay?
They came to the house and lie down there until the morning.
Yes, they came to the house and lie down there until the morning. Lay down there until the morning, right? Okay, or came toward the house or houseward or whatever you said.
Yes,
that
is. I have a question.
Yes.
How can we come to, come or enter?
Right.
When it has that directional thing after it.
Yes.
It always means come.
Well, let's see. Like, yeah, with the directional thing.
Because here it seems, I don't know the customs exactly, but it's
yeah.
That they should have left. Maybe it doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came toward the house and lied down there. Yeah, they didn't really lie down toward. Yeah, the impression is they came toward the house and they got into it before they lied down. Yeah. Although, they have kind of assumed that they came toward the house and lied down. But they could have put a box in here, you know, in it, different the house. Or it would be just biases, just masculine, or just both. Yeah, so that would have removed any of it.
So if that argument applies here, do we apply that in Matthew 25?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was in Hebrew. Some people have written in Hebrew originally.
Right. Yeah. We'll do the Greek to Hebrew translation.
Yeah.
One translation of that phrase was, they came home.
They came home? Yeah. Did they use it with the directional?
Yeah.
Okay. They came home. That's probably, you know, that would be fine then with that idiom. Sure. They came home and lay down there. Maybe translate. translated it that way. But it's possible also to say they came to toward the house or went toward the house. Okay, number 14, number 4. Who's next?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Lakeku, Akohanim, Et Habasar, Me'al, Mitzbeach.
Yeah, Hamitzbeach.
The priests took the flesh from upon the altar.
Right, the priests took the flesh from upon the altar. The altar singular, yeah. Okay. Number 5.
Kavaru, Et, Ibrahim, Bamakom, Asher, Kabar, Bo, Avehem, F, Avehu.
Okay. Yeah, Avehu, Avehu.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting. Right.
I'm still having trouble with one piece of one word and I'll get to it.
Okay.
I've got, they buried their father in the place which he buried, and I don't, got Bo, I don't.
Okay, yeah, that's because it's kind of, it's that reductive pronoun. You already really did got it. They buried their father in the place. You might say in which, you know, if you want to get that in there, in which.
Oh.
You see, it's literally they buried their father in the place. Well, I don't want to say too much because you haven't finished it yet.
Well,
I haven't finished it. I don't want to get that way. I'll get back to that.
The last part is, I think, their father of your father.
Well, his father. Their father buried his father. In other words, the bottom line is they buried their father in the place in which their father buried his father. And the in which is that bowl. See, literally, it's this way. They buried their father in the place of, let's see, which their father buried his father in it. And we don't say the in it there. See, that bowl comes out of in it again. And so the idiom in English would be, they buried their father in the place in which their father buried his father. Okay, so everybody's burying their father in the same place. So they bury their father in the place in which their father buried his father.
Well, I looked at Avihem, but actually Avihem is their father, singular.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you
that's what's tricky.
You see the fair and you think, okay, that's not.
Right. But you've got to be careful because that Avi, you see, remember Av is peculiar and it gets that uric yod before the suffixes, which makes it look as though that it was pluralized.
Yeah.
And so you've got to really be careful on it.
Yeah. I thought that read, he buried their father with his father. The F
was... Oh, you took the F of the with.
That, I don't know
what
that would be.
Well, see, that would be they buried... Oh, you mean the last F. You, okay.
Yeah.
With.
Oh, let's see. In which their father buried...
No, she buried their father.
Which
he buried in his father.
See,
I had in the place in which he buried their father with his father.
But you know, technically, it's possible that the S could be with. I mean, in this construction, really. Yeah, you have to introduce a new he, see, in the kavar, you know, not having Avihem. It'd be strange, but it'd be possible.
Maybe it's referring to the gravedigger himself.
Yeah. Okay.
I still don't know how the second half should read.
Well, it should read this way. They buried their father in the place in which their father buried his father. In other words, their father buried their grandfather in this place, and now they're burying their father in the same place that he buried his father. It's hard to say that
grandpa
in a simple way. Is
grandpa and dad are very different.
Grandpa and dad are very different.
The question is who buried
him? Yeah.
He
who's
did.
On first date? Okay.
I don't tell what that bow. So, yeah, Abihim, that's the subject of Kavar, right? Their father
is yes, right.
Then, and I understand his father. Now, what's the bow exactly?
The bow is in which, again. I mean, that's the way it's coming out in English. Yeah. Well, it's kind of a combination here. The Asher you had earlier, and the Asher, Kavar, bow, that kind of comes out as which he buried in it, which he, their father, buried in it, his father. It's really awkward. It's just this reductive pronoun use when you're dealing with when the asher is taking the place of a prepositional phrase or something. They use a reductive prepositional phrase here. And I don't remember what section it was coming back. We haven't seen one in a long time. Yeah, it was back their way. Okay, I think it's back on page 64. Yes. Bottom page 64. Just a couple lines up. The redundant pronoun. Okay, that's just the optional form. Let's see. Where do we go? Oh, yes. Yeah. It's that whole start section of final remarks on Asher covers it. See, the man to whom I gave the silver. The man with whom. Okay, the city in which he dwelt. There's a good example. Ha'ir Asher Yashav Sham. I wanted one that I got here. We have one. Well, I guess we don't have one. But low is the same situation. That first example, the man who made the silver. Aisha share nafati low. That's the same word order construction pattern. You see, you got a share and then the verb and then low. And then in our example, we got low. Okay, that was a real good one. Let's see. Was that yours, Tony? So
yeah.
Daniel, you're up next. Number six.
הלכו האנשים אל ההיכל ויקראו בקול גדול לפני המלך וישמע המלך את קולם. The men went toward the palace and called with a loud voice before the king and brought the king heart and the king hearkened unto their voice.
Right, good. Yes, the men went to the palace and called or cried with a loud voice before the king, and the king hearkened unto their voice. Okay, good. And again, we start out with a perfect form, then we go to imperfect through the series. Okay, number seven, Eric. Oh, no, Phil, I'm sorry.
Eshba el akasa eleka ba'amor
Ben
Right. I send the silver to you for the sake of your small son.
Okay, I will send, though, you want the imperfect for the first verb form.
Right.
I will send the money to you, the silver to you, for the sake of your small son. Okay, good. Number eight, Mary.
Pizza, Chesed, Unanu. Gu'im Ameinu.
Right, that's an interesting play out word.
Mm-hmm. You have made a kindness with us and with our people.
Yes. You have made a kindness, or you've done a proper act or an act of kindness, right, with us and with our people. Notice they've got Imanu and Ameinu purposely. Imanu with Imanu. So the first Imanu is with us, and then the second is Im again with, but then they've got Am. You know, for the noun for people. So I think that was done on purpose. Okay, number nine.
Is not true.
Yeah, right?
Laku.
Lakahu.
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 Yes. Akihem. Wayim Karu. Oto.
Right.
Anna
Yerdim Mitzri
Mitzrayma?
Mitzrayma.
That was Hayor Adim, the priest one could not call him sexuality. So Hayor Adim Mitzrayma. Okay.
Bahim Makaru Oto Bistay. They took their brother and they pulled him to the hand of the men who were going down to Egypt, and they sold him into the hand of Egypt.
Right, good. Yes, they took their brother and sold him into the hands of the men going down toward Egypt, or Egypt word, or to Egypt, and they sold him into the hand of the Egyptians. Note the distinction between Mitzrayim and Mitzrim. Mitzrim, you see, Mitzri was the word for Egyptian, Mitzrim is plural. So that's the Egyptians, the Egyptian people. And Mitzrayim, the dual form, is the nation. Okay.
I can't remember what that word there,
Mitzrayma there?
Yeah, the earlier one? Shua, and then the Yod.
Oh, yes. Well, in the directional form, it's kind of a peculiar spelling. But I think they gave you this earlier, the directional form. Yeah. It's intended to close the syllable, but it's intended to do. And Mitzrayma, see? Because you're starting the next syllable with the name. I suppose you might be able to get by without it, but it may be intended to close the syllable on also to show that you had a dual form there, and that this wasn't just a normal postoccupial vowel point, I guess. Kind of have to try to do deep psychology into it, you know, figure out what they're doing. Okay. Number 10, then, John.
Rakav al Hamoro Haira Ubno.
Yes.
Ito.
Okay, Ito. Right? Translation?
I got everything with the last settler. He wrote upon his dossier, he asked toward the city and. That is, for some reason I stopped at Ann.
Okay, Beno would be what?
His son
with him.
Okay.
He might supply road with him too.
I see.
Yeah. He rode his donkey upon toward. He rode his donkey toward the city, and his son rode with him. Is probably the best way to say that. And his son with him. We usually supply the repetition in a case like this. But Hebrews are a little bit lazy about it. Though. Leave it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions? All right. Right in Hebrew. Maybe I'll go through these for the sake of time. Now, let's see, there's only five. There's only five, but we'll let you guys look. I want to make it too easy on you here. Peter, he's almost saved you there. Right? She became angry and smashed all the vessels to push her in the house. And you needed deliverance.
Yeah. How was that?
Okay.
One. Tish four.
Okay, you want your S before your call. F call Akelim Kelim Asher Babayah. You have call S. You want the S out in front of call. And there was an idiom, I think, to become angry, you, I don't know if you can get by without the number of the end. I think you need a la after that. Parasa la. It's kind of almost a passive idea. She became angry to herself or something. I mean, that's kind of the idea. I don't know if they gave that as optional or if it was. Remember,
it's the law.
In the vocab, it said used impersonally with the.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I meant.
I didn't know where to put it.
Yeah. Okay, well, where you put it is right after the verb form. So you would have harata la. In other words, it's la plus the pronominal suffix er. In other words, it's reflex. If it was the name of a person or something, then you'd have la plus the name of a person. But if you have it in person, it's just she here, then it should be the pronoun. Yes.
What I also wondered is the verb still conjugated?
Yes, right. It'll still be conjugated, and you get kind of redundancy there. But as long as she's the one that's becoming angry, you're going to need third person feminine singular form for that too. So harata la, kind of redundant. Okay, so harata la wetishbor, right? And that's proper form. Wetishbor et kol hakelim asher babayit. Or you might even put a hayu in there if you wanted. But you probably don't need it here because the whole thing is set in the past. But if you wanted to clarify that, you might put a hayu, that which were in the house, you know, hayu, babayit. The hayu would be optional out here. But you do need the asher in order to make the babayit phrase attributed to Kaylin. So, harata, that's karata, excuse me, that's karata. That's hey, with kamas and mete resh with shawa, ta with kamate, and then la is lamas with kamas, he with mafi, and tishbor, watishbor, you want a wa with pasak, ta with dagesh, shin with shawa, seif with dagesh, and kolam and resh, watishbor, yes. Kol hakelim asher babayit, or asher hayu babayit. Okay, good. Number two, he went outside the city to the field and found his brothers there, and he found them near the river. Doug.
Kala. Sita. Ha'ir. El. Kapado.
Why Yid Rosh? Why Yid Rosh? Yeah, your normal pattern, I think we've been doing so many other funny things lately that it's kind of hard to remember a good old three solid consonant verb. Yeah, Yid Rosh. Why Yid Rosh? With kolam on the resh there. Remember, your normal imperfect pattern is kolam. And we had pasak type imperfect too. So that's what's perhaps here.
Yeah.
Okay, why is rosh?
Why is rosh? Yeah. Aki. Sham. Wa. Wama. Da. Otan,
Eitzel. One of the words. Right, Eitzel Hanahar. Okay, good. Halak. So you had Hutsa Ha'ir. I think that probably will work. For
something like the land, towards the land.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went outside the city. What I have is Metuts La'ir, to the outside of the city. I just can't remember if they give you any more options on that. I had Metuts La'ir, to the outside of the city. That was the most recent one we had. About idiom, okay? Probably the real reason for that. You have to find it when you look at it. Is it in Lesson 20? Okay. Less treatment than I thought. Okay. You got it in the chutz. So chutza to the outside words. And the chutzla is on the outside of. I think that's probably out. The chutza would be if you didn't have anything else definite to say. If you just wanted to say the outside. We'd want to say the outside of something. And then you're going to use the chutzla. That'd be easier.
Thanks, brother. What seems to be the problem there is that it seems to be on the outside, not to the outside.
Oh, yes.
I don't know exactly. I haven't studied it enough.
Oh, yeah, right. It says on the outside of, yeah. You want direction in it.
In the back it just says outside of this next to the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They went outside of the city.
Yeah. They may be just getting the direction in this case from the verb form.
And he went on the outside. It's ambiguous anyway.
Yes, it is.
So we probably can use it in that problem.
I think you'll probably be all right either way. The only problem is if he went to Kutsa, to the outside, it's hard to put that in a construct relationship with that directional ending on it. I'm just not sure if that'll work in a construct relationship.
He has here, I'm reading something about Arsa Kuna'an.
Okay, we didn't have one there, yes. Okay, the land of Canaan. To the land of Canaan. Okay, I guess we can then. That's sufficient justification. Yeah. So you usually think of a comma K at the end becoming papa cow in construct, but because this is a directional ending, it's going to stay fixed. So I guess we can still consider the previous part in construct, and I think that'll work okay. So what you had, that would be no problem. That'd probably be better, actually, because I had that originally erased it. Yeah, I did. So, looking through the balloon test here.
Where's that? Where's that example?
Okay, what was the example, Daniel, that you just read?
It was in the reading in the last lesson. Second line, middle.
Second line, yeah. Okay, Arsa Kana'an. Yeah, it says, and as we had a footnote, the directive may appear on the first member of the construct chain, so there's the justification for it, for the line of Canaan. So I think that would really be the best here, too, if you could do the same thing. I think it was modifying my accordingly. Because the other just seems to be more positional. This is directional. Okay. So we just have Hutsa Ha'ir. Ha'ir El Hatzados Wayedrosh El Ekhau. I think you might have had that one. I think you just had the singular there. It's his brother's plural. So you want Ekhau. It's Aleph was the goal, faith, Pasak. I mean, Kalas goes, wow. Sham Wayimsa. There's another imperfect continuing series. He found Otham, them, Eto, Panahar, near the river. Yes?
Now, when you have a sentence like this, when you're going into English, you had your choice of using the narrative sequence or just using straight perfects.
Straight perfects for those, or do you mean straight imperfects nowadays?
Well, he used the sequences. He didn't start off with that.
Well, yes, yeah. I see what you're saying. If you wanted to break up the sentence and start it again and say, and he found or something, you could do that, sure. That's just a matter of punctuation. But you wouldn't want to change your tense values unless you were doing it consistently. In other words, if you set up your translation like Young's, where you're gonna go ahead and translate those by imperfects all the way through, be sure you're consistent all the way through doing that, and then let the reader know what's going on. But the way that we've been translating these by convention here, and of course with a certain amount of debate, is to keep translating the imperfects, even though they're imperfects, if you start the series in imperfects.
Now, if you wanted to go and put the point in Hebrew, couldn't you choose to just use all perfects or use the narrative?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Use all perfects, I got you now.
Just start
out with you could start out with a perfect and then just continue the perfect. It's just that they don't do it.
Oh.
In Hebrew, they just don't do it. Whenever they get a series going, they always shift to this mechanism.
So you don't have any choice?
Probably not, okay. No. And then obviously from this chapter, he wants you to go by the series. But they just won't do narrative that way. They may do just a couple of verbs or something like that in a particular sentence, but especially if it's in a poetic book or something like that. But in narrative, in historical narrative, they just always use this. Okay, well, we'll finish that lesson up tomorrow, and I did announce that we have OCAD on 21 to 24 on Friday, this Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and the grammar is Friday following, so. We are rather putting together some rather complicated sentences here, though. And he's adding back vocabulary.
No, not yet.
And the sentences like that should be
true. Not really. They don't really have the same kind of. We will get into clause relationships, but the Hebrews usually don't string out so many dependent clauses like Paul does. I mean, he just got one after another after another. The Greek students in the second year will have lots of fun with that because we'll get to start diagramming. And when you diagram Paul's epistles, you have to leave a dangle at the top and a dangle at the bottom. No matter, you know, what sentence you do. You know, it's connecting to something that follows the Hebrew something that runs before. It's really amazing. Yeah, it's very hard to find
an example
of Paul's epistles with a Greek sentence.
I had that problem too.
I don't know if it's been there with a little bit.
That's Mr. Brown.